It's been 10 months since the coronavirus. And then since then, we've had to deal with online school. Ronaldo at U of I, how did they deal with it, like when it first started?
Well, so their plan was to have us get tested every 2 weeks. No, every week. It has to be, I think if you're living at school, like, they ask you to pull your address for where you're, like, living for the first semester. And I pull over there because I was paying for my apartment, and I was gonna be there for a little bit because I wanted to. And they made me, get tested. I think it was twice a week. For each week, obviously, which sucked because you have to go a lot. You literally have to go a lot, and you weren't allowed access to buildings if you didn't get tested recently. So like, I had a class in person that I changed online, but before, I had to show that I tested negative in the past 3 days. So if I wanted to go to class, I literally had to get tested, like, a couple days before I had class and show them.
That you.
Yeah, because we have an app that says our results, and it says if you have, I think it says if you have access to the buildings.
So it was only certain classes that they allowed you guys to go in, or was it almost any class?
No, it was certain classes, but it was like the huge classes.
You, like the
Or
lecture
actually,
halls?
no, but flip the small classes, because they had to spread out the seats and all that. So like when I came into class. Well, actually, this professor, he had his lectures in person, but he recorded the one the lectures and he put them online. But I wanted to go in person just to see how it was. I went a couple like once or twice, and actually I went like 6 times. Anyways, the seats were like, I think it was like every like ninth seat you could sit there. So it was like really spread out, which I liked because like no one was near you. It was safe. But then again, he put his lectures online, so I want to say like 9 people went to class, like less than 9 probably, and we were in a 150 seat, no, not even that, 600 seat lecture hall, and there was like 9 kids, literally 9 kids. So most of the classes were like that.
As far as assignments, were they different than you expected? Like, did they exceed your expectations, or did any teachers exceed your expectations? Any of your worst fears come up?
What I thought they would do is, I mean, we're in a pandemic. We can't seek help like in person. We can't go to office hours in person, which is how a lot of us learn. But what I thought they would do is, especially for my hard classes, like for stats, they would help me with like homework assignments and like make them easier than what they were. Because like in my stats classes, the homework assignments are like extremely hard. What I thought is that they would make them a little less hard, you know, and go easy on us, at least a little bit, but nothing changed. It was literally like just as hard as like my other stats class last year. The lectures weren't like live streamed, so they were all recorded, which meant that like I couldn't ask questions. I just had to watch it and write down notes. So if I had a question, that sucked. But my assignments were exactly the same. Because I don't know about your school, but like at my school, they were exactly the same. Like, they hardly helped us.
Dude, for my school, at least, for the majority of my professors, you know, like the ones that could be nice, they were like, I had a really nice ass one dude that, you know, I just had him for multiple classes, so I already had like that relationship with him, but he didn't mind if we submitted stuff like late, as long as it wasn't overly late to the point that you submitted it after he already graded everybody else's. So that was nice. But as far as homework and all that, I feel like they did more, like they added more coursework and material than you would have if you were to just been in class. And part of the
What I
reason for that,
saw.
I think, is because since there is that gap of not like being in person, they think that they could just replace it with more material.
Nah, but I felt like this semester, like I could do more work than I would have if it were in person. which is like, it's true for everyone because you have to watch lectures. And what teachers don't understand is that we're gonna put the work till last minute. Like, we're not gonna do it right away. Like, we're not gonna wake up at 9 a.m. to watch a recorded lecture. We're gonna watch that at night.
Yeah, on our own time, like most people, like probably you have the ability to finally like work at your own schedule since you could go to school at your own schedule.
But this is the thing, like we as like students, we procrastinate a lot because we're students, you know? So when they assign these 1 hour lectures on top of our homework, we're gonna be doing that at night, staying up till 2 a.m. But I feel like our professors have to understand that they gotta make these lectures short, or at least like, I don't know, get to the point faster, because like we have homework too. And yes, it's our fault that we put it to last minute, but that's just what we're gonna do, like we're students, you know? That's just how we're built.
Do you think it would help if they did more assignments but just shorter?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Just, I don't know, they just give us so much work.
It's discouraging. I feel you.
Yeah.
And then you're just unmotivated. And that's how procrastination works.
No, and I feel like with most of these, like, the homework assignments, they're like really, really long, which suck, and then we're just not motivated.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's annoying.
Especially if it's a class that is meant or is just easier one-on-one. What about you, Trev? Did you, what were your expectations on how it went versus how it actually did
Well,
go? Like, online
I
coursework?
mean, we went straight online, like 100%. And like at first it was pretty good, but then like how you said, like they were just like piling on more and more work. It's like, don't know, it's just like they knew that since there wasn't class like in person, it just means like
Like, they
more work
expect you to have
is.
more time on your hands.
Yeah, which is like not true at all.
What I
But
felt they
like,
should have done is they give us like a week or a couple days at least where they don't assign anything and they let us catch up on anything they're behind. They can spare like one day.
yeah.
Like come on, dude, like
Dude, I
one
feel
day a
you
month
on
or
that.
something, like just give us like a day to work, 'cause like with me, I was always behind. I had to watch a lecture, then I had to do a homework assignment, and then I had to watch a lecture I didn't watch a week ago, like nonstop. Like we're in a pandemic. If you're gonna say like, oh, I wish we weren't in these hard times, at least like help us.
Yeah. They just say like, I know we're in these hard times, but sucks.
Yeah, right, practically.
Like I've seen so many like emails from professors on Twitter, and like people just like, are they like serious right now?
Dude, did you, Ronnie, did you like, for Thanksgiving like assignments, how was that? 'Cause I know me and like a couple of my teammates, we didn't expect to have homework during Thanksgiving break. And like I guess we didn't have any due on that break or like on the calendar. But it was still during like the holidays, like the holiday weekend.
With me, I had a lot of work, but I got lucky. Not really lucky to suck too, but my sister got, or she tested positive for the virus, and I didn't want to get anyone sick, so I quarantined. But it sucked because that quarantine was during the break. So with me, I had a lot of work. They gave me a lot, but I got it done, like, because I had like a huge break. I didn't work, so like I had a lot of time to do my homework. So like I was lucky that I had to stay home, but I feel like if I were to work, because I wanted to work like a lot during my break,
Yeah.
but if I were to work, I would have like struggled a lot. I wouldn't have enough time.
I feel you on that, I feel you on that.
But I was trying to get ahead. I was trying to get rid of assignments that were due like at the end of the year, so like I wouldn't have to worry about it like during my finals. Which I did that, and I'm happy I did that because right now I gotta study hard for my classes that are like extremely hard. And if I didn't like do those projects early, I would be doing it now. I'd be even more stressed. Yeah, so I don't know.
As
It
far
would have
as
been
like
bad.
in person shit or just like testing and social, like, you know, the CDC guidelines. How did, well, they had hella cases. How did that go? How did they deal with it? And, like, do
Dude,
you think it was whack?
they. No, they just.
Or was there
They
any
acted
instances
that
that it
they
was just,
were.
like, whack?
Okay, let me tell you. My first week I was there, they said something like, please wear a mask. Please don't go out if you don't have to. Don't go to the gym. Don't go here. But if you do, wear a mask. Be safe and all that. I'm just like, all right, this is fine. As long as people like aren't dumb, we should be fine. But then there's like a whole bunch of people who decide to go to bars, which I don't know why they say that they're so strict on this and this and this. If the bars are open, if the bars are open, the people are gonna go.
Are they
Like,
like part of like school property or shit?
that's what. I don't know, because that's the thing. I'm very confused about that.
Cause it's just the
If
whole
they're cracker,
town.
right? Yeah, but like, I don't know what influence they have.
I don't think they have zero influence. It's just like the town, and then unless it's like owned by the school, cause I doubt the school will sell alcohol. Like at
Yeah,
that point, it's just like a
no,
free
but
for
that's the
all.
thing. Like, I understand that they're not owned by schools, right? But what I'm confused about is to why they're sending emails saying, like, don't go out, like, we're gonna be, like, calling the cops on you if, like, you're in, like, a huge group, this, and this, we're gonna knock on your doors, like, by
Dude.
cops and all that. But then you have people going to the bars, and they're primarily all white people who are in frats, first of all. Like, I drive down the street, and there's a huge line of all these frat kids and sorority girls, like, and just in a huge line at these bars,
No
and they're sending
mask?
these emails, no mask, and they're sending these emails saying,
Dude.
like, if you're caught in a big group, like, we're gonna, like, fine you or something. Like, bro, why are you sending this if there's people who are in huge lines at bars? Like, if you're gonna send this, I better not see lines at these bars, but I guess not.
Dude, I think they only do that just for lawsuit reasons and just to keep their name reputable.
I
Like,
guess,
I feel like
but.
that's how major, big name, anything. Like, if you got, like, a reputation to keep, you gotta do that just to say that they did it, even if they don't genuinely mean it.
Nah, but I'm pretty sure I've heard stories. Sorry. Of, I think I saw some people, like, retweet a post that the school, they, like. I think they got someone in trouble, like, for. I think it was like a protest or something, and they got them in trouble for being in a big group, and they're like minority. And there was like a huge controversy, like, why are you doing this, like, for the other minorities? If there's white people in huge lines at the bars, like we're the same energy. And I understand that. Like, I think I've seen a whole bunch of stories like that, but I don't know.
Dude.
Like, when I see these lines were huge and the bars were packed, like, dude, it was insane. No mask,
Like,
no nothing.
you have like a huge school, so I can't like relate that much to it, but I know at our school they would say like always wear a mask, social distance, like no matter where you're at, you know, everything like that. Like even if you were outside in the open air, which is like bullshit. But aside from that, in the cafeteria, they let you sit like in a group at a table. But anywhere else,
In the
they will
school?
tell you shit. Like any school, like professor or official will tell you some shit. Except in the cafeteria, which makes no sense whatsoever.
That's true.
In the dorms, I don't think a lot of people ended up going or dorming in school, but the ones that did, or the majority that did, they're like all the student athletes, which makes sense. So since all the student athletes were on campus, it was practically like a dorm hall per team. But you know, you're quarantining with your team, you're practicing with your team, you're not going anywhere really outside of school except being with your team, and they still like security sometimes bitched at them for not wearing a mask in the dorm halls.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like
Like
in their own
since
dorm hall.
in their own dorm hall. And like it's allowed to not wear a mask, but like security was just giving them shit.
That's dumb.
That's what I'm
I feel like
saying.
No, especially because you're on the same team. If you're with the same group of people, you're fine. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
if
what
one
it is.
person
Be like
gets
a
sick, you're all
family.
gonna get sick. But like, if you guys are all together, like at all times, like
And
why are you
that's the
getting
thing, bro. Somebody did get sick, but they didn't. It was a false positive.
sick?
And when that happened, they pretty much sent out an email saying to go home and leave within the next 24 hours. And what was fucked is we have some kids that live out of state and shit, but and they literally told them they had to leave, like with all their shit and everything. And like everybody packed their shit home, but the ones that, you know, we had somebody from Virginia, somebody else that lives like all the way down south in Illinois. How are you gonna just do that? Wasn't there also, I don't know, I saw it on Twitter, it was some school saying don't go home for the holidays because of like their families, but at the same
Oh,
time
that
they
was my
didn't let
school.
anybody stay in the dorms. That was your school?
Oh, never mind. No, it wasn't my school. Never mind.
No, I saw that though, yeah. They're saying that like you have to leave the dorms and whatever, but like they recommend you don't go home to your family.
Yeah.
Like what?
I remember during, I think it was Halloween or a holiday during the semester. Not Thanksgiving break, but they were like, you can't go home, and if you do, you can't come back for 2 weeks or something like that. Like, get a test or
Because you
something.
gotta quarantine and stuff.
Yeah, but like, I don't understand, like, why are they freaking out about this if they're allowing people in the dorms, they're allowing this and this, like,
There's a lot of flaws.
yeah, there's a lot of flaws. Like, if you're gonna be saying, like, don't come home for 2 weeks, like, we want money back, you know? Especially if you're paying for a dorm, like, I want money back. What the hell?
And what's worse is that all of that was caused over a false positive. You didn't
So,
hear
like,
of
they act
any.
like they know what they're doing.
You didn't hear of any, like, stupid stuff like that over there? Like, just the school dealing with it, a whole. I mean, you did explain shit like that, but, like, something along the lines of.
Nah, like, I feel like I would have if I lived in a dorm. But
True.
not really.
But you don't.
I think I
Bet
remember
you don't.
seeing that. Like, oh, yeah. I remember seeing something like, I think it said if you're in a big group, you're gonna get fined by the police. You're gonna come. And if you get reported, they're gonna come to your house and I'll give you a fine of like $6,000 or something. It was something expensive.
Six
And I
thousand
remember reading
dollars.
this and I was like, bro, I literally drive down this street and there's so many people at so many like houses or frat houses and this, and they don't get fines. Like, why are you saying this if you're not gonna enforce it? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing half the time.
Dude, I'm pretty sure. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm sure. I don't know, they were still I know on my tuition they still charge me for something, some type of credit. I forgot what. Like they definitely deducted like basic shit. But I don't know if they took off meals as a commuter. It's like weird because as a commuter, I barely even. I already have like a limited amount of meals. It's like 30 or 60,
So you got
something like
money back or no?
that. Not from the school directly, that's the thing. I only got $1,000. Wait, I did get money back, but that was last semester. Like, last school year, you know, when everything shifted online, they reimbursed us for not for everything going online. But this year wise, not from the top of my head.
We haven't gotten like nothing either.
Except from like what the state gave us, right?
We didn't get anything from the state either. Like
What?
for this semester? No, but last semester we did.
Oh yeah,
Because like
last
they had,
semester, yeah.
yeah, because they had like the CARES grant and all that. But this semester we didn't get it, and I'm wondering if we're gonna get it in the spring. Because my girl, she goes to Dominican, obviously, and she got the CARES grant for the fall.
For this fall.
Yeah, she got like $1,000. I was like, bro, why are they doing it but not us?
Dude, if like it continues until I'm pretty sure the whole school year is gonna be like this. Like they should give out money, bro.
I don't know, man.
Ooh, from what I
Other
do
stuff.
remember, there was a form that oh no, that's the same thing. For that grant, yeah, all you had to do is fill out a form and explaining what you were gonna use the money on, and what I did was just
In
books
the
and
spring,
stuff.
right? In the spring?
No, not in the spring. This was just, yeah, last spring, last spring.
Yeah. No, because I had the same form. But, like, they said, like, if you need money for something, explain. And I,
Yeah,
but I
that's what
remember,
I
I,
did.
no, but I remember I put, like, I'm not eating enough at home, like, I don't have enough food, or something like that. And I put, like, I don't have a printer, like, I need money for transportation, like, a whole bunch of BS, and I got the money from that.
I feel like they should still give it to you regardless, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they,
Student.
especially because last year I was living in a dorm, but, like, I freaking better get money back, bro. I paid for that dorm.
That is true, right?
No, but I remember that I got money back from the school just for the dorm, like for reimbursement, and then that's on top of the CARES grant. But last year I got a really nice check. This year I didn't get anything except for my like usual refund because my grants are like higher than my total tuition. But I didn't get anything like from the government or like reimbursement of. For COVID, like I got nothing.
I have somebody who, one of my teammates is from Arizona, and I forgot for which semester, I think it was last semester, they didn't want to reimburse him for his room and board for leaving early. Or it was either that or for this semester, since it was already paid, they didn't, yeah, they didn't want to reimburse him for his dorm. And he's like, you know what, like, I guess fuck it, like, I'm not gonna go over there if we're not gonna practice. It's not worth it.
Yeah,
If
now these
everything's
schools are
gonna be
really
online.
stingy, bro. They're so stingy.
Yeah, it's crazy with the amount of money they're making, too.
Yeah. Especially
Like,
like a huge public school like mine, bro. Like you have the
yeah, like,
funds. You literally like just made a huge like
it's not
football
like they,
stadium, like
yeah,
practice
it's not
facility.
like
You
they
have
don't
the
have the
funds,
money.
bro. Yeah.
They're only trying
They're
to
just.
put it back in the, into what makes them money.
Yeah, exactly. But like we're students, bro. Like we're paying for tuition. Like what the hell? If next year that COVID is still going around and in the fall and all that, I think I'm not gonna rent out an apartment because so I get money back like for grants and all that.
Yeah.
So that's paying for my apartment. But if I don't get an apartment
Oh.
next year, yeah. So
Yeah.
it's like pretty much free. Like
Yeah.
nothing's coming. Yeah, like I'm not paying for it. So that's why I'm not over there. Like I'm not stressed because. Because I'm not actually paying for it. It's all the money that I got back from school. But that's not COVID money. That's like money that I
Yeah, that
should get
school
because of my
gives you.
grants.
Yeah.
But if COVID's still going around, like I'm not gonna get an apartment. Like, I'm just gonna live at home, and then I'm just gonna keep that money for myself. That's the
Makes sense,
plan.
bro.
But if COVID's still going around, then I'll obviously get an apartment. But if I can keep that money, bro, I'm gonna keep it for sure. Like I'm pissed I'm spending that money on rent right now. Like. It's not affecting me, but like it'd be nice to have that money.
Yeah, for sure.
No, they told us that like we'd have a normal semester in the fall, or we try to. Like, bro, it's BS.
Yeah, that's total BS, 'cause you know, like, since I have volleyball and shit, like, we've been trying to figure out like what our season is, but the entire time our coach has been bullshitting us, like, oh, like, you know, we gotta talk with these guys, see what they say. But like, dude, nobody knows shit. It's just kinda play by ear.
But are you guys gonna have a season or no?
He said, our coach said that we're gonna have maybe at most like two conference season se seasons, two conference games, but the majority of it is just gonna be just us scrimmaging with people out of our conference or just locals, because I don't think other schools are willing to, or other schools are gonna be having their programs back at least for this semester. And even if they do, like, it's just traveling. You're gonna be traveling still. Like
This is like
if things
back
are
to
still are how they currently are, like in the future, then like there's no way or reason that you should have a full-on season. We're practically acting like we do, you know.
Would you be in favor if we had like a year off or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down for
I
that.
would be, but
But
then
I
I
was
feel
so,
like,
yeah, I don't want to be set back, you know?
yeah, like I'm trying to be done with
It's
school as soon
over.
as possible.
I have to close the press leaks.
You
Don't
but I
plan on
mean, a
going
year
back?
off would be
You'll never
nice.
get into the
What you
rush.
mean?
Leave
Like
while
for
you
your
can.
master's or some bull? If I'm gonna get my master's, it's gonna
You're
be
free.
at a college that
All that
I
money and
can do
power is
online,
terrifying.
and it's close to my crib in the future.
Like if you need it, practically.
Yeah, like if I can't find a job or something with my bachelor's, because that might be the case, because I mean a bachelor's is really popular now. It's starting to become the new like high school diploma.
Yeah.
But
Practically.
if I can't find a job, then I'm gonna get a master's, but from like really
That's more
really
if you
cheap
want to
school.
specify into something, nah.
Yeah. But like for like a really really cheap school, I'm not trying to go to U of I and pay a whole bunch of money again.
Oh, for sure.
Because at U of I they make you take at least 12 credits. If you don't, then you gotta pay even more, or you can't just like go to the school at all. So
To
I'm
be
trying
a
to find a
full-time
school.
student.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find a school that has less. Hopefully, if that's even a thing for masters.
Well, you could go to a specific school, you know.
Yeah. But like right now, like I'm not planning on like masters or like doctor or anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Like I
for
do not want that, bro. I hate school so much.
Dude, my friend started her first year of grad school.
Ugh. I
Dude,
can't imagine, bro.
imagine
Dude,
starting
she's still
college
she.
with COVID.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That must suck. Dude, she's studying. What is it? I don't know if it was what kind of physics, but she's going to
Oh,
grad
certain
school.
physics.
Yeah, University of Miami. I forgot what
Oh,
physics it
wow.
was though.
Wait, because there's this university in Miami, in Miami or
No, like
in Ohio?
Miami. No, yeah,
Yeah,
Miami,
because there's one
Miami.
in Ohio for some reason. It's called
Yeah,
University of
I know.
Miami.
Oh, yeah, like actual U.S.
Yeah, we pretty much talked about our experience at school with the pandemic, like the negatives, the flaws. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time, next year, on the next pandemic. Nah, I'm kidding.